It's my face. I mean, this is my billboard. When I walk out, it's my advertisement about who I am.
Welcome to Ask the Beauty Advisor, a podcast that answers your health and beauty questions. Hosted by health and beauty advisor, Deanna Lynn.
Hello there, and thank you for tuning in to Ask the Beauty Advisor, the podcast where we talk about all things health and beauty. This is your host, Deanna, and I'm here to get answers for all your health and beauty questions. On today's episode, I have a guest. We have Pamela Springer from Global Skin Solutions. Now, some of you may have already listened to Pamela Springer. She's been on the show before. If you have listened to her before, you know how knowledgeable Pamela is about skincare. Pamela is a licensed esthetician as well as a trainer. She travels all over the country training doctors and estheticians on how to treat their clients. Now, Pamela is an expert on matching skin conditions and types with just the right product ingredients. She believes that most skin problems or conditions can be resolved by just balancing the skin. And that's some of what she's going to be talking about today. Pamela and I will be discussing on today's episode how important we think it is that you get a proper consultation and know and understand your skin type, what it is that your skin needs, the proper ingredients to use for your particular skin type and condition. It can be very frustrating, and not to mention very costly, for anyone who doesn't know what products or what product ingredients will best suit their particular skin type and condition. Years ago, when I first started my career as a skincare professional or esthetician, I worked on commission in a very small salon. And one day I received a phone call from a woman that we shall call Molly. Molly was a mother, and she was very concerned about her son, we'll call David. Molly told me that her son David was embarrassed by his acne. She said that David had always been, as a child, very outgoing and very popular, but now as a teenager, he was becoming withdrawn. He was avoiding social situations, and he didn't even want to go to school most of the time. Now, Molly, being a concerned parent, told me that she had tried every over-the-counter acne product and even products that her friends had recommended. But nothing seemed to work for David. In fact, his skin was getting progressively worse. Molly had even taken David to two different dermatologists. The first dermatologist examined David and came up with the conclusion that he had acne. He then prescribed Retin-A. Well, the Retin-A made David's skin so red and irritated that the condition even seemed like it was getting worse. So Molly wanted a second opinion. She took David to a second dermatologist, who came up with the same conclusion, David had acne. Only this time, he prescribed antibiotics. Molly told me that the antibiotics did seem to work. But the problem was, as soon as David stopped taking the antibiotics, the condition would return. And of course, Molly didn't want her son David to be living on antibiotics. Then one day, as Molly was picking up David's prescription, she expressed her concerns to the pharmacist. Now, the pharmacist, being a wise and honest man, suggested that Molly take David to a skincare specialist. He explained that a skincare specialist is someone that specializes in treating skin on an individual basis. He told Molly that she could probably find such a person in the directory under skincare specialist. And that's exactly how Molly found me. My phone conversation with Molly ended with her making an appointment for David, and she did bring David in to see me at the salon, where I asked David some questions, thoroughly examined David's skin, and came to three important conclusions. One, David's athletic. He plays football. He wears a helmet. Now, this helmet was not only suffocating David's skin, but it was causing him to sweat, which left bacteria on his skin. So David had breakouts on his forehead and along his hairline. Secondly, David had dry skin, not oily. He had hormonal acne, so he had breakouts around his chin. And thirdly, and most importantly, David has very sensitive skin. And this was the main reason he was unable to find just the right treatment for his acne. Luckily, this story does have a happy ending. Today, David's skin is clear and healthy. And David has reverted back to his old, fun-loving, outgoing personality. Now, I'm telling you this story as an example to emphasize the fact on how important I feel it is to get a professional skincare consultation. That means somebody who specializes in skincare and will give you an individual diagnosis of your skin type and condition. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, so let me go ahead and bring Pamela Springer from Global Skin Solutions on, and you can listen in to our conversation. Hello, Pamela. It's wonderful to have you back on today.
Hi, Deanna. It is wonderful being back on, and thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We haven't had you on this year at all. When you come on, it's always a big show. I get a lot of listeners. The listeners really enjoy hearing what you have to say. Now, since you've been on, we've acquired a lot more listeners. So maybe for the benefit of some of the new listeners, you could explain to us or tell us exactly what you do and what you're the most proud of.
Well, I'm a licensed esthetician as well as a licensed instructor for aesthetics. And for 15 years, I owned an aesthetic school. And I'm most proud of the fact that I am instrumental in some of the success of a lot of the estheticians around the country. And with that, it has brought me such pleasure and rewards. Prior to that, you know, I had my own skincare center, so I'm very proud of the fact that so many individuals, whatever their skin conditions may have been, that I've been able to help them to get it under control or eradicate the condition totally. So this business, you know, we say the beauty business, it goes beyond just the beauty of things, you know, and it really, for me, it goes to the core of someone's feeling good about themselves. So I'm most proud of being part of this whole industry.
Yes, the beauty business has been a blessing for me as well. In fact, it's really been my whole life. One of the most frustrating things for us as estheticians is seeing clients using the wrong skincare for their particular skin type and condition.
Yes.
Pamela, why do you feel it's so important that people use the proper skincare for their skin type?
Well, number one is if you don't know your skin type, you're not able to purchase the correct product. So you spend a ton of money by trial and error. So if you understand your skin type and the ingredients of that should be in that particular product, you're going to save a ton of money and you're going to get the results that you want. Taking responsibility. I mean, even with your health, you need to take responsibility because there's some things that we can do to make us have a better health and better skin health.
Yes, exactly. I think what you just said is key. I talk to a lot of 20-year-olds or 25-year-olds that are actually using their mother's skincare. And when I ask them why, they'll respond to me with the answer, because her skincare is geared for a mature woman, the anti-aging ingredients are probably a lot stronger. Well, I have news for you. That's not necessarily true. Manufacturers know that as a woman matures, their skin gets thin, and they can't always handle strong ingredients like retinols and glycolics. Their skin may be too sensitive.
Absolutely. I remember when I had my skincare center, and when you start off, you know, the best compliment is to have referrals, right? Mm-hmm. And they would come in and they would want the products that I had recommended for their friend. Why can't I have that product? They would see it on the shelf, you know? Right. Well, my one's skin is looking as, but your friend's skin is different than your skin. You have other issues. And if they understand that we're really just trying to balance out the skin, we're, you know, we have those oil glands and we have the sudoriferous, which are your sweat glands. And when they're balanced, you a lot of the issues are actually stopped because of the fact that now you've balanced the skin. So it's not fighting to get more water, or it's not fighting, you know, and pumping too much oil. But people don't understand all you need to do really initially is balance that skin, and a lot of the issues will be gone.
I think what you're saying here is that everybody has an individual skin type. I think that knowing how to balance your skin is key. And I think that really was a good point that you brought up.
Well, you know, we all want to look our best. But when I lecture to even, you know, I sometimes go into medical offices and they have me to do our lecture to their patients. And I let them know, just because you have dry skin, you know, dry skin isn't the same in everyone, because dry skin, what's causing? We need to find out what's causing the problem. And then we can find out. It might be your medication. And I don't care how much products you use, you're going to have dry skin as long as you're taking that medication. So we could go on and on about that, but it's just to educate the consumer so that they can start thinking about what they need and not looking at all these ads and looking at a girl that's in their 20s and they're talking about, you know, fine lines and wrinkles. Well, she hasn't had any yet. So you're not going to ever look like that. It's just
amazing. Exactly.
We have to find out what's causing the fine lines and wrinkles. We need to find, you know, the cause of the fine lines and wrinkles and then attack it.
Yeah, and these are just some of the reasons that I feel like everyone who cares about their skin should get a professional consultation. They should have their skin analyzed and be shown what exactly ingredients and skincare products they should be using. I think it's important to sit down with somebody and have a discussion about your skin and find out exactly what's causing the problem, or, you know, getting to the root of what is causing the skin problem. Now, Pamela, is there a difference? Is there really a difference between an over-the-counter moisturizer or skin treatment versus like a professional or medical skincare? Is there a difference?
There is a big difference, and it's all about active ingredients. A more professional the line is, which is, you know, recommended by a licensed professionals, they're going to have more active ingredients. When you buy a product over the counter, it's going to be more inactive ingredients, and you're going to have more preservatives and fragrances in that product. In fact, they'll start reading, and when you see those names you can't pronounce, well, you know, 9 times out of 10, we call them fillers. That's what it is in the product, because they cannot have any active ingredients that might cause irritation, because they basically, you're self-diagnosing. So they don't know if that product is really good for you because they didn't recommend it to you. You've chosen to buy a product. So the products are not going to be more of a performance product like if you go to a licensed professional.
That's right. When you buy cosmetics over the counter, you are getting minimal, if any, active ingredients in that product. Because active ingredients can be labeled as medications, you're not getting that personal skin analysis, so you may pick something up that may irritate your skin. Companies don't want lawsuits, they don't want returns, so they put minimal amounts of active ingredients into their skincare.
Absolutely. And the thing that I don't understand is that maybe the consumers don't realize, but most, you know, most estheticians and even those that are in a physician's offices, they give you a complimentary skin analysis and they go over everything for you to, and educate you to understand, you know, what skin type you have and what the condition is that you have, and they make suggestions on the ingredients and what you should use, you know, get that your skin back to its healthy state. So that is something that's used generally complementary. And so anybody can go to an esthetician and have that complementary skin analysis.
I want to go back here for a second to over-the-counter skincare products. I want to ask you, how effective really are over-the-counter skincare products? I mean, now, of course, I mean in general. In general, how effective are they?
Well, first of all, I find that over-the-counter products, a lot of times when you're in your 20s, you're going to get the most benefit. Once we start, you know, around 35, things start happening with our skin, okay? And we want to reverse the signs of aging. So to do that, we need products that are going to feed our skin to slow that aging process down. Well, generally, that's not going to be over-the-counter product. So, you know, going to a professional, you're going to see the different options. Now, sometimes all of the options that a doctor's office has, you know, you have to really do your own research, because if you have fine lines and wrinkles, or you have, you know, different conditions that may warrant laser treatments or dermabrasion treatments or chemical peel treatments, you need to research to see exactly what is going to be the best for you. Because in some cases, you may not really right now need a laser treatment. But a lot of, when I worked in a doctor's office, the patients come in asking for those things. They don't even know if the skin need you know, the laser or the, you know, bring out the big guns when it comes to the different equipment. So you go in, you have your consultation, you find out the different options. This is my personal belief. I rather start slow and build up. So start me on some kind of skincare program that is going to at least begin to get my skin back to the healthier state. Now, if things persist, then we might start bringing out the big guns. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we don't need the big guns. And sometimes the big guns, you spend the money and the condition comes back because we didn't take care of our skin. We didn't wear our sunscreen. And we look at it as, oh my God, I spent all this money and look at what's happened. And a lot of times you have to examine how faithful and compliant are you when you use a product. When you're faithful and compliant, you know, the big guns, oh, you might be glad you used it because your skin is flawless. And you have to do the work and maintain that skin afterwards, because it can go, some of those conditions can come right back if you're not doing what your practitioner told you, or the products that they gave you. If you're not using them, then that's on you.
How do we find somebody who's professional that will give us a free consultation? What is the best way to find somebody?
It's interesting. They're on almost on every corner, but that's not what you don't want to go in blindly. But if you have a friend that has an esthetician, and you really see a difference in the skin, well, that's the best person to go to and ask, you know, the name of that esthetician. If you don't have that, a lot of times, you know, your general practitioner, physician, a family practitioner, I should say, may know estheticians, and you can ask them, let them know, because they know something a little bit about the skin, and they may be able to give you referrals. It's very hard because to just blindly walk in, but if you understand and have the right questions to ask, you'll know if that's the right person for you. I always like the educational part of the consultation to explain why. And I, when I was in practice, I ended up more or less educating them, doing a consultation and giving them information that they could read upon so that when they came back for their service, they understand the whys and the whatnots of the service that I would be doing.
So let's go over this again. Why is it so important to get that professional skincare consultation before buying a skincare product? I mean, you can probably find professional skincare on Amazon. So let's reinforce why we feel it's so very important first to get that professional consultation before you purchase a skincare product.
It is because you don't want to order stuff from Amazon because you don't know what those ingredients are. You don't know how it's going to affect your skin. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. And there's horrific stories. Also, when you're using a professional skincare person, that person is not only licensed, but they also have liability insurance. So you're protected in the sense that if something does go wrong, you have a recourse. Online, you don't have that recourse. And it's your fault. I mean, you have to really live with some of the damages that some of these products, because some of these products are pretty aggressive. And especially people that are ordering the chemical peels, you can start right now as a consumer, start Googling, you know, some of these pictures of products that have been ordered online and has gone wrong for that particular consumer. So again, you need that professional. We go to school, and so many of us, even after school, we have continuing education. A lot of states, they're required to have continuing education just to keep their license. So it's ongoing, and every day there's something new that's coming out. And there's something more, it seems like it's getting more aggressive, some of these treatments. And in the wrong hands, you are taking a risk.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with you. And I'm glad I wanted the listeners to hear that coming straight from you, because I think a lot of times they don't get that. They don't understand that.
It's my face. I mean, this is my billboard. When I walk out, it's my advertisement about who I am. And, you know, if I mess up, and we know our bodies sometimes, we don't exercise and do the things we want. But clothes, we know how to shop and camouflage. And you know how to make yourself look a certain way. But when it's your face, how can you cover any mistakes up? You can't. You can't cover up any damage to the skin. And it's scary how so many people are looking for a bargain. And my mom has always said, you get what you pay for. Why are they giving you a service that might cost $300 and you can get it for $50? That would be buyer's beware for me. Something's wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the other ways that consumers may actually be sabotaging the total effects of a skincare product is maybe to buy, well, I see this a lot, buy a serum, but they don't use the moisturizer, or they'll buy the day cream, use it both day and night, they won't buy a night cream, or use a cleanser without a toner. And sometimes, a lot of times, in fact, people that have an oily skin are afraid to use a moisturizer. They feel they don't need a moisturizer.
Absolutely. Again, let's talk about balancing the skin. You want to have products that work together, okay? A cleanser is a cleanser, all right? But there's some cleansers that have ingredients that help to, quote unquote, let's say, remove the oil from the skin. There's cleansers that hydrate the skin because your skin is so dry. So it's the ingredients that you have on that skin. Now, when you use a cleanser, it's a higher pH. It's really alkaline. But how alkaline is that, that cleanser? You want a cleanser that's more closer to your pH of your skin. And I might be talking over your head, but if it strips and your skin feels too tight, that moisturizer, the cleanser is too high of a pH. But getting back to the hydration or removing the oil, once you cleanse the skin, you need to bring the skin back to its normal pH. And that's what the toner does. Plus, sometimes with oily skin, you know, oil and water does a mix. So that toner will help remove excess debris from the skin. So now you have a skin that has been cleansed. Now we need to put those treatment products in. We need a serum. So the serum, it may be water-based for someone who has oily skin, because now, remember I said balance. You want that oil and water balance. If you don't have enough water in the skin, if you don't have enough hydration, the skin is going to be much oilier and continue to be oily. So that serum is going to help to hydrate. And from there, you need more hydration, which can be a moisturizer. And we call it a moisturizer, but if you're an oily skin individual, you want a hydrator that adds more water to the skin to calm down those oil glands so that you will not have as much oil on the surface of the skin. Now, this process takes a while. When you have the correct product, you'll see the difference in 2 to 4 weeks. I think a lot of people may buy products and they don't see it right away and they throw the product away. But it takes time to reverse the damage that has been done to the skin to turn it around to start looking much more healthier. And getting to the dry skin person, you need water and you need oil. That's why you're drying out. There's no oil in this skin, so the water is evaporating. So that's what's causing. It's like the desert. Without water, you see the desert is the itself is dry and cracked. But you pour water on the desert, and it's hydrated. But if you don't have anything to lock that water in, and just in the in the desert, it becomes cracked again. So with dry skin, you need water and oil. So you're going to have a cleanser that might hydrate, and it's usually something that is very gentle. The toner is probably going to hydrate as well. But it's the moisturizer, which is an oil-based moisturizer, that's going to lock in all the water that you're putting or the hydration you're putting into the skin. That oil-based moisturizer is going to lock in that water to have your face being soft, supple, plump up those fine lines and wrinkles. You need it. So, and also, I always recommend for a dry skin person to have a good night cream. After using your serum at night, again, water-based, you lock it in with the night cream, and that is usually the product that has the most vitamins and minerals, everything your skin needs, because while you rest, it's helping to repair that skin.
Exactly. Most of the time, it is the night cream that has the higher or more intense amounts of the anti-aging ingredients, as well as the nutritional ingredients that are necessary for rejuvenating the skin. Now, as far as your day cream goes, it's mostly just a moisturizer combined with a sunscreen. But it's that night cream that has all the intense anti-aging ingredients.
You don't hear about people using night creams anymore.
That's because people only want to buy one product, and it's usually the day cream. They use it day and night. They sleep in that sunscreen.
A day cream is just protects the skin. That's all it does. It protects the skin from the elements that you're going out in. It's the night cream that has all the actives and all the things that feed the skin while you're sleeping is repairing any damage you might have to the skin. And you have to have a night program. And the night program, of course, doesn't have sunscreen in it. But you have these serums that have really concentrated active ingredients. And when you sleep, oh my God, the next morning, you'll feel the difference in your skin.
All right. Well, Pamela, it's just about that time. I know you and I are so passionate about skincare, we could probably go on about it all day. But unfortunately, we are out of time for today's episode. And before we get cut off here, I'd like to let the listeners know that you are offering them a free online skincare consultation. Yes, that's right. You can get a free online skincare consultation with Pamela. Also, if you're a skincare professional who would be interested in getting some advanced training or even advanced skincare treatments for your treatment room, you can also contact Pamela. Now, Pamela, where can people contact you at?
Your listeners can contact me at info@pamelaspringer.com.
All right. So for more information about getting your free consultation or information about Pamela's products, you can contact Pamela, info@pamelaspringer.com. We will also be having Pamela back on the show very soon. So if you have any questions that you would like for Pamela to answer right here on the show, you can send those questions to me at Deanna@abeautyradionetwork.com. Or you can text me or phone me at my number, which is 818-963-9637. All of that information will also be available in the show notes. Pamela, I look forward to having you on the show again. I'm excited for that. It's been a real pleasure having you here today.
Well, it was definitely my pleasure, and I find that I could go on and on.
Yep, exactly. I could do the same thing. That's why we have to have you back on again.
Have a phenomenal day.
Ask the Beauty Advisor is a part of the Beauty Radio Network. If you have a podcast or need help in starting a podcast and would like to be a part of a free, supportive network, then learn more by contacting Deanna at beautyradionetwork.com.